This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a report out not too long ago from the normally not all that attention-getting Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee of the federal government. The committee usually considers things like the balancing act between nutrition and affordability of foods, but this year's report set off something of a stir because it considered the impact of red and processed meats on the environment. Final and official guidelines are yet to come, but Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has this primer on food, politics, and economics.
The committee didn't say go vegan, but it did note that a vegan diet could be beneficial for both health and the environment. And that's what got the meat industry and their friends in Congress so upset. Here's Eric Mittenthal with the North American Meat Institute.
Sustainability is not something that's within the purview of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. That should be looked at by experts in sustainability.
Alice Lichtenstein, a professor of nutrition at Tufts University, was vice chair of the committee. She says their job was to look at the science.
The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report did indicate that lean red meat could be a perfectly acceptable component of the diet.
Lichtenstein says it's all good as long as it's lean and the proper portion size. Think a deck of cards instead of a book. But there are other nutrition scientists who think there's something to this new approach, even if it was a little unconventional.
I think they did something that was groundbreaking and that I've been arguing for years, which is connecting agricultural policy to health policy.
That's Marion Nessel, professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University. She wrote the book Food Politics. She says the Department of Agriculture has a conflict of interest here. It's supposed to promote agricultural business interests and Americans' nutrition.
This committee said the healthiest diet has a lot of plant foods in it, and guess what? The most sustainable diet you can possibly eat is exactly the same.
If this political food fight is too messy for you, Nessel recommends a simple way of eating healthier, Meatless Mondays. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.